Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, we have Tamra Oviatt. Tamra is an energy healer, medical intuitive, grid worker, galactic and multiversal channel, and subconscious meta programmer. In 2012, at Rosalind Chapel in Scotland, Tamra received sacred activations as a gift from Source. Sacred activations, also known as the subconscious metaprogramming modality, is the easiest, fastest, and most potent process for reprogramming your brain, changing your subconscious patterns, clearing negative core beliefs, and upgrading your energy frequencies through the Source of God energy. Tamra offers 13 sacred activations and Akashic Records training courses to share this transformational gift with others, and now has over 2,000 practitioners worldwide. Tamra is an Omni Award winner as Best Alternative Healer, and she is the author of 13 amazing books. She lives in a beautiful beachfront house in Yucatan, Mexico, with her supportive husband and three cats, and is passionate about helping people live freely and joyfully from their hearts. Tamra, it is so wonderful to meet you, and thank you so much for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm very excited.
Lovely, lovely. Well, I mean, really, you are just an amazing woman who's been on this incredible awakening spiritual path for so many years.
Yeah.
So please tell us, first of all, we really want to know all about sacred activations. How did you set it up? And, you know, how, as a meta programming modality, does it change lives and our world?
All right, how much time do we have?
Yeah.
I'm going to make this really quick, okay? But I'm going to jump from the beginning. I kept hearing I was supposed to be a healer. I didn't understand it. I knew nothing about healing. I didn't know anything about spirit guides or angels or anything else. And I just kept getting this message over and over again. So I said, okay, show me, you know, what do I do? And because I always had these conversations going on. And then so I was looking through an old magazine or a magazine, and I connected to this guy that did like astrology, right? And I talked to him, and then he told me, taught hypnosis. I went and got hypnotized by him and had the most incredible experience. I'm going to put in another story, not the first one that happened, but when I went into meditation, I was met by this bird, and he was very colorful, and he wore sunglasses. He said, I'm a bird, but I'm not a bird at all, and you can call me Charlie. And I said, okay, Charlie. And he says, come with me. And he took my hand, and he took me up on a cloud, and he said, do you see that? And we're like looking at Earth, right? And I said, yes. He says, it's just a game. That's all it is, Tamara. It's just a game. He's all, are you a winner or are you a loser? And I went, well, I like to win games. I'm a winner. So so that was part of the beginning of the journey. And I kept doing different modalities. And I was teaching angel classes and doing hypnosis and helping a lot of people in their lives that way. And in 2012, I went over to England after doing all these different modalities and stuff. And I'm talking, we started this conversation in 1999 is when this started. And I'm in England and I'm like, what am I doing here? And I heard you go to the Rosalind Chapel in Scotland. So I booked a B&B and a train, and I went over to the Rosalind Chapel. This was in early 2012. And I went and walked around. I sat in the pews and I said, okay, God, I'm here. And I was told to go into the Akashic Records. And when I did, there was a being standing there, which I'd never seen anybody in the Akashic Records. And I said, who are you and what do you want? And he said, I'm Lord Metatron. I'm here to assist you. And I said, okay. So all this energy started spinning in through the top of my head, and it was followed up by these golden seals. And I was told I'm now crystalline and I'm to give these to others. I didn't know what just happened. So I went back to my B&B. I called some friends on, God, what was it we were using those days? Skype. Called my friends on Skype because I had a Skype phone number so I can call long distance for free. And I told them what happened. I'm all, do you want this? And they're all, of course, yes. So I gave them the activations, and everybody's life just started changing. And then I was seeing sacred geometry patterns in people's fields, and I was seeing it being repaired and lined up and flowing correctly. And I didn't know what that meant. So I was talking to a friend of mine in London, and he shared Mieseduck's book with me, The Flower of Life, I think. So when I opened it up, I saw the Tree of Life pattern. I went, oh my God, I'm doing that. That's what I'm doing with people. I didn't know what sacred geometry was. And the first activations are all sacred geometry activations. They activate your energy field to get you into flow. It's beyond chakra balancing. You know what I mean? It's going through your whole auric field and lining you up. And a lot of people were reporting instant healing. And it just blew me away. And then some people were going through such massive shifts, it scared me. Because I had this one, I got the first three activations. And I said, do you want these? He said, yeah. So I ran the activations on him, and I was told to tell him that he's gonna be sensitive, but I didn't trust what I was getting. I was just still all new for me, and I didn't say anything to him. And that night, he pulled out all of his artwork, all of his writings out of his house, and his computer, and started a bonfire and burnt it all up, broke up with his girlfriend of 9 years, and moved into a Buddhist colony. And I felt responsible. Oh my God, what did I do to this guy? You know? So I talked to him about 30 days later, and he said his life had never been better. He was so happy. His art was better. His writing was better. He was just thrilled. So, and people were going in for surgeries, no longer needed them. Somebody got off a walker the next day, and it just has been such a journey. Sacred activations is absolutely incredible. I love it. I'm the steward of it. You know, I don't own this. This was given to me. Why? Because I was open, you know. And I do what I'm told. Kind of. I do negotiate for things.
Oh, that's great. That's great. But I mean, and how can it, changes? How does it, it works on the energy system, and how can it change our belief systems?
Yeah.
So that's
It changes
how
it.
we, yeah, carry on.
Yeah, it changes the subconscious programming. So we're hearing a lot about subconscious programming now. Well, this, when you listen to an activation or do an activation, it automatically starts rewriting that program. And we call it metaprogramming in the human biocomputer because it's intelligent. It keeps working, it keeps rewriting. And it doesn't stop. It's not something you have to listen to over and over and over again.
So
So it's just.
does it activate like it that it starts to activate our within, and it just affects
Yeah.
the higher self and the programming within, so that
Absolutely. And it keeps connecting you to higher levels.
yeah.
So when you rewired enough, then you go up another level, then you go up another level. It's like playing a video game. You know, you're on level one, you master level one, then you go to level two. And then when you master that, you jump to three. That's what sacred activations does for you. Helps you stop spinning out and repeating the same over and over and over again, because your subconscious belief systems control your life.
That's right, yeah.
So, and we can say we want to do something so many times, but if we haven't changed our subconscious belief systems, we're going to still keep doing it no matter what we want to do and what we think about 5% of the day, because 95% of your day is just running on your programming. And so what sacred activations does is rewrite that programming so that your life automatically is running in a happier, joyful, easier, functional way.
Yeah. Because otherwise we're just waking up every day repeating the same pattern as yesterday, which gives us
Yeah.
the same results today. And it's just ongoing and
Exactly.
ongoing until we change the programming. And we all get the programming, social conditioning, programming from, environment, from past lives, from our parents, our religions, from our society. It's everywhere, isn't it?
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And we're running on a playbook, one we were downloaded with. So here's these past life programs that you got downloaded in your computer. It doesn't mean you lived them. Those are just belief systems and things you are running on. And you can upgrade and change those too. You go in and change a whole past life program. We just pull it, the whole thing, and replace it with a good alternative. And it shifts your whole timeline. Because really, everything's happening in the now,
Now,
right? So how are you, and if you are draining your energy into those past lives, then you're not all present here too. So when you reprogram that into a positive past life, because you can, I've done it, it blew me away.
Amazing.
I was just going through something, I was going through a past life, I was looking at something, it was horrible. And I just, well, what's the alternative life, I asked. And I was shown this alternative life. See, I got goosebumps right now. Woo! Was shown this alternative life that was positive. Same actors, right? But it was just a different outcome and a different energy. And I said, I want that instead. So we pulled the one program, installed the new program, and my whole timeline changed.
We can get it
I
from,
mean, a quick story about that. I was single for 20 years. And any relationship I'd go in, I would destroy it. So when I shifted that program, 3 months later, I connected with my husband. And before that, I would have destroyed it. But once I shifted the program, I no longer needed to do that to keep myself safe. So then I was able to have love in my life. So it's these programs, and when we shift them and change them and create new programs, that's when your life automatically gets better, because again, your life's running 95% on your subconscious programming. So all the work we do is in your subconscious programming.
Yes, that's right. And passed on, which are also passed on patterns from, our ancestors and the lineage, that we bring in the karmic lineage and all of that, and that's why it's so important to do it in now at this time, so that we don't pass that on to
Because it clears your whole timeline. It helps all of your ancestors.
the future.
It helps everyone around you. It starts affecting everybody at work, and everyone around you starts changing and shifting how they interact with you and how they interact in life, because it's this energy resonance and we're all connected. So, you're bringing this light energy, and it goes out to everybody. Which is perfect, because there's really nothing you need to do except work on yourself, because your energy is affecting, depending on where you're at, hundreds, thousands, million people, just by you doing you.
That's right. It's so powerful. Imagine if all people started doing themselves. You know what I mean? This is what it is. This is like it's infectious, isn't it?
And that's my dream. That's my focus. That's my goal. What's your drive? Why do you do this? Why? Because one, it feels so good, and I'm so different. It has changed me so much, and everybody around me. And I see the world changing. And I want to live in a world where people get excited about butterflies,
Yeah, that's
that
right.
everybody has plenty of food to live. To eat and do what they want to do
Follow
and
their
live from
passion.
their heart, not fear.
That's
So
right.
that's my drive, is to see a world living as one, just everything flowing together. Instead of fighting about things, we negotiate and create things that work for everybody, that is fair for everybody. That's My drive. I was asking myself this morning, my drive, you know? And so here it is. It just came up, a really clear vision of what it is.
And how do you see, you know, because it only takes so many awakened in this world that can make that change.
We've
Because,
tipped the scale. We're doing it. We're on the other side. We're on the other side. We're not still waiting. We've gone over and oh, I just got goosebumps again. We've gone over to the other side. And so really what we need to do is create, 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 create.
And that's why I believe, you know, we're in a state of chaos at the moment because, you know, as it comes in and more awakening, the negativity, the darkness, the contrast has to come up because we can't build the new over that. It has to come out, you know,
Exactly.
so that we can and it's forcing people to the precipice. It forces them, doesn't it, to make
Yeah.
that change.
They don't have a choice.
No.
It's happening.
And as you
So
said,
it's coming up and you got to deal with it. How are you going to deal with it? You know, are you going to work on yourself or are you going to get spun out and wipe yourself out? What are you going to do? You know, it's up to you because you're the programmer. You are the programmer of your life and you have to take responsibility for it. You're not a victim, no matter where you live or what your parents were like.
That's right.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And it's not what happens to us, it's how we use it. We can either become the victim or we can become the creator. And
Exactly.
do you think, as I do, you know, everyone, the whole of humanity, we're all in this evolution, this
Yes.
never-ending evolution, and we are all awakening. All will pass over.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and all will be relieved and have relief from the bondage of the matrix.
Well, what's happening? Well, yes, because we're changing the matrix programming. Right? Because the matrix programming here is throws fear at you, fear and suffering, right? But everything bottom line is always fear. So it throws all of that at us any way it can. And what's happening is we're disconnecting from that energy. And as we disconnect from that and don't get caught up in it anymore, don't get caught up in politics and stuff, all of it is to keep you busy,
That's right.
right?
Keep you away from yourself.
It's all about keeping you busy so you're not focusing on you.
Exactly.
So it's just one of those programs to take your energy and keep you in fear, and that way you can be controlled. And the energy thrives on that, right? And if that energy is not being created, then those who are creating the fear can no longer be here because they live off of the fear programming.
That's right. And
That's
it
the
keeps,
energy.
yeah, and it keeps their old systems,
Going.
going.
So
It
when
keeps old
we
systems going. So
realize,
what, yeah, that's
yeah.
why we have to turn away and create our new systems, and rise
Yeah.
above it. And we make the their old the old matrix into the divine matrix. Do
Well,
you know
we're
what I
just keep
mean?
creating that, and the old matrix just starts fading away because nobody plugs into it anymore. Nobody watches it. It's like a TV show getting canceled. It was a crummy TV show. Nobody's interested in watching it anymore because it's outdated programming. You know what I mean? And now we're focusing on the butterflies, right? Or whatever that is for you. And when you do that, you create more of that. About 6 months ago, I was laying in my pool, floating around, and I'm all, I haven't seen any butterflies in such a long time. Within 20 minutes, I probably had 200 butterflies fly over my head because I asked for it. So that's what we need to be conscious of. And we're only conscious 5% of the day. But what are we asking for? What does your life look like? Because that's what you're asking for.
That's right.
So then you've got to reprogram that. But what happens is, as we do this and we've tipped the scale, the energy of the positive love vibration is higher. So we're not spinning out in all the fear anymore. We're connecting more into the love and acceptance, right? And the joy. And so that's spreading throughout the world because we're all connected. We're all plugged into the internet of consciousness.
That's
We are all one. We all run off that consciousness. So,
right.
it gets easier and easier and easier for the whole planet. And that's what's going on right now. And like you said, those negative programs need to be deleted. And so that we have room for the positive, higher vibrational programs, because you can't just download a new program on a computer when it still has the old program. Don't you have to deinstall the old program?
That's right, because you can't run the new one. That's it.
Exactly. You'll get
Yes.
glitches. It won't work right.
That's
So
right.
that's why a lot of these high vibrational things people offer don't work, because you're not ready for them. You need to do the baseline work first so you are ready for those higher vibrations. So don't think that they don't work. It's just you're not ready for them. You got to do your work. You've got to do your foundation, which is clearing out the fears, the suffering, the pain, the guilt, the whatever emotions that's spinning you out. When you clear those out, then you have room for those higher vibrational manifestation energies to stabilize in your energy field and be able to be there and operate.
And with changing our belief systems so that we can attract, manifest, and create the things we desire, how do we create more abundance in our life and plug into that prosperity mindset? Because that stems from the conditioning maybe of our mother or our father said, we can't afford that, you can't have that, when we were young. It's you
Yeah.
how do we reprogram
Yeah,
that?
that's your programming. You got to work on it. Some people come from wealthy families and it's easy for them to create their own wealth, or if they lose it, to recreate it because they know what that vibration is. Most people don't know what that vibration is. So it's a process of clearing out those programs, a lot of them from your childhood and relationships with your parents. And your nervous system, can it handle that energy vibration? You got to clear out, you'll lose everyone in your life, or you will be used, or you'll be killed. I mean, there's so many, or you won't get into heaven because you're now evil and you misuse people because you have money. I mean, there's so many programs
Money is the
that will
root of all
stop you from
evil.
doing that.
Yeah, money is the root
So,
of all evil. It's terrible.
money is all,
Root.
yeah, money is evil. There's just, but yet the church says money is evil, but yet they want 10% of yours.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I want your evil money.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. It is. Yeah. So it's reprogramming and plugging. And what about the and that this is important because the collective consciousness, we're all a part of the collective consciousness. We are one.
All of us.
There's only one supreme soul, and we are sharing one soul consciousness with every
Right.
other being in this, and the people in this realm. So, yeah, the collective consciousness, we got to be careful with that, because we get taken into that, don't we? We get taken
Yeah,
into
you
that
get spent
thinking.
out on all those programs. There's so many programs out there to spin you out.
That's
There's
right.
sickness programs, there's all kinds of different programs that you can plug into. There's
Yeah,
thousands of them.
that's right. In all different
And
systems.
you got to catch yourself when you're spinning out,
Yeah.
and then clear it, and then it just stops happening.
And how do
Because
I help?
once, yeah.
Sorry, no, carry on.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, and how do the tell us, exactly how the sacred activations, how they work, how they penetrate, how does that happen?
The energy comes from source.
Yes.
Okay, so you can listen to an activation I recorded a couple of years ago, and the energy is just as powerful. It doesn't change, it doesn't fade. And you just listen to it, and whatever program it's working on, it starts rewriting that program in your subconscious belief systems. Exactly how that happens, I don't know, but it's all, there in the ethers and in your DNA, you're connected, right? So it just starts rewriting the programs. And I notice mine usually in 2 or 3 days. It takes a couple days, and then I start seeing a big shift, or it's completely gone. And sometimes it's completely gone. I don't remember what I focused on. So it's really interesting. And then some things take a couple weeks. And if you're working on something big, it might take, a couple months. But it keep because you have so many programs that you need to shift in order to shift that. So, I asked God one time, I said, why can't we just do this? Because I'm this person, right? And really, sacred activation is the closest to this I've ever seen in my life. And again, I'm not doing this from an ego thing. I'm doing this from a holy cow, I get to do this and share this with people. Thank you very much. This is really freaking cool. You know what I mean? That's the space I'm coming from here. So this man's driving, riding through the mountains on a horse. Do, to do, to do. That's all he knows, right? The spaceship comes down, or this hand comes down, picks him up off the horse, puts him in the spaceship, and now he's flying the spaceship. What do you think would happen to his brain? Right? He couldn't comprehend that. So that's the same thing with massive shifts in consciousness. Like I, that friend of mine that moved into a Buddhist colony, I mean, that was a massive shift of consciousness. Will that happen to you? Maybe, but maybe not. Maybe it's a slower process for you. It's not up to me. This is in between you, and you. You
Yeah.
know what I mean?
And that,
So,
yeah.
but it, and it keeps working with people. Like I was working with this one lady. She was psychologist or psychiatrist, I don't remember which one. And she was going to close her business doors because she had no business. And she was like crying. I talked to her 3 months later. No, it was 6 months later. I talked to her 6 months later. And she was turning away business. She was so busy. I talked to her again 6 months later. And she was now talking to her passed on grandma, and she was doing all this different work and communication, and she wanted to work on her psychic abilities that last time. So all this stuff lined up with her. And within the year, her life had totally changed. And so that's what it does. It keeps working with you. You might not know it's sacred activations, but yet you now have more opportunities coming to you, or you're more calm, or you're having more friends, or people are smiling at you. It just works with you in so many different ways.
Because I think this is what, so this is the basic problem, of all of us. These deep-seated, embedded beliefs, the unworthiness, what we got told when we was young, you're this, you're no good. And also from the collective, you're a sinner, you're unworthy, you're not divine. Yeah. That's the biggest one that has made
You're
us.
a woman, you're not strong, you can't
Yeah.
do this.
All of them, it's and that takes normally in normal, healing modalities, it takes so long because it's taken a whole, what, 50 years of all them conditionings embedded within you, So it normally takes so long to come out, but with you're saying with sacred activations, it's the fastest and quickest way.
It's
It's
life-changing.
remarkable.
It really, really is. It's life-changing. Now, when you're going through the changes, it might not be easy. I just did a retreat last year in Glastonbury, and we were going through Stonehenge and all that, and we're on the ley lines, the heart chakra ley lines of the world, right? And I did this retreat, and we were doing all these activations and stuff, and one of the practitioners, she was like freaking out on her couch, crying for days. She got fired from her job. Got a great severance pay package and started doing her work and doing webinars. And now
That's
she's out
right.
doing events, So, but all that just shifted, and she was freaking out because she was going through it. And then she's out on the other side and is like, wow, this is really cool. So does she still have work to do? Of course, we all do. I do too. But she just shifted like this. So that's what sacred activations does. And like I said, sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes you might get really freaking mad at me and think I'm crazy because of all the shifts you're going through. But that's not up to me what you're going through and what you're clearing. And it's none of my business. But it starts shifting you, and then you feel a lot better. So is sacred activations easy? No. Some people walk away for a year and then come back because it freaks them out. But the ones that jump in and go shift super fast. So, of course there's people that jump in and go. And I've had people doing sacred activations with me and practitioners and teachers and stuff for 13 years. They don't learn the modality and go away. They stay, and they do it because they see the shifts in their clients. I was talking to one of my teachers a couple of days ago. He does the death community in London. And he told me, he says, this is the best modality. I do a lot of modalities, and he does. He teaches a lot of different modalities. He says, this is my favorite one. This is the one I see that works the most.
What is that?
So it's like, ugh.
The death modality.
Yeah, he's deaf. He doesn't hear, so he teaches in sign language.
That's amazing.
Isn't that cool? I feel so honored. Last year we did this event and we went out dancing at the end, and he came out on the dance floor and danced with everybody. That
Lovely.
was like the highlight. I'm all, come on, man, you could feel that vibration go. And he did. It was like, yes.
But that's like with, with any of this inner work, you have to go within and you have to face the darkness. You've got to go through your dark night of the soul, whatever you want to call the inner shadow. You have to go, down, to raise yourself up out of it all, to come out the other side. And it's so worth it to do it because there is nothing else. It's spiritual fulfillment and, that release is all there is, isn't there?
That's all there is. Create what you want. Have fun. We're here to have a good time. Have a good time. And if 51% of your day isn't all about having a good time and enjoying yourself, then you need to work on yourself. It's not all about work. It's not all about play. It's not all about the world. And it's
That's
not
right.
all about you. It's that balance. You can't just go save the world because it'll just drain you,
That's right.
knock you over. You can't do that because you're draining all of your energy. And that was, something I learned because I'm a giver. And I was overgiving and I was draining myself. And so they gave me the activation, healthy boundaries, not your doormat, bleeding heart. And when I ran these, it was easier for me to say no. I didn't get caught up in people's traumas. That's their trauma. So, send them love, but not in the way of sorrow or sadness or anything like that, or I have to help you. It was just, sending love and whatever for whatever that is.
Beautiful, beautiful. And about the world, because the world circumstance, I mean, we are really in, we chose to be here, didn't we? Our soul chose to be here at this time for this great awakening, which is fastening up, and we've crossed over the other side. We can feel I can feel it's really it's a beautiful thing with many people. But I mean, the violence and the suffering in the world, how can we create the peace? How can we create
Hold peace.
that peace?
You
One
got
of
to
my
hold peace.
yeah one of my
Sorry.
no one of my gurus, he was saying, earth peace through self peace, and that's how
That's the only way. That's the only way. Is how we create peace.
beautiful.
Just love the whole world.
That's it. That's it.
Right there. That's it. That's how you do it.
That's it. But you got to love yourself before you can truly, give that love out as well and send that healing love light energy out. It's got to come
Well,
from
it, yeah,
you.
it's both. We love as much as we can, of course. And the more we can love ourselves, the more we can love others. But it's a process.
The station that makes you feel good.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And it's like you can't just love part of the world.
No,
You
you
got to
got
love
all
all
of
the
it.
world. You can't hate someone and love someone else
No.
because then you're sending out that energy of hate, right? So it's really about loving everybody.
Yes. Which is, it's so important. You've got to give it to the bad, evil people just as much as the good people in the world, because
they're not evil. They're just playing their game.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, yeah.
They're just playing their game.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. But, you know, I really feel that, you know, being with Mother Nature, she helps us. You know, I believe that she really helps us learn to love ourselves, and she helps us bring all those parts of ourselves that we gave away. She helps us bring that back into wholeness and loving source, loving the divine, you know, loving God, Goddess. That helps us to then trust in ourselves, having that trust in, you know, I believe, you know, doesn't it? Yeah. Do you feel that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I love nature. I live at the beach and I just love being here. I love being in the mountains too. I mean, if you can go spend 5-10 minutes in the sun a day, it's so healing and beautiful.
Yeah.
It changes everything.
Nature is our church, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, it's the only thing that raises our energy. It's so beautiful. And what do you see as the changes, you know, for our future, for the future? And can you explain about how this, you know, we was talking about the matrix, because the matrix is all the old sisters, isn't it? Keeping that up, keeping that going.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's still very much here. It just starts falling apart. And because we're creating a new consciousness.
This is the future for us.
Yeah, we're creating a new consciousness of peace, love, joy, and happiness. So what happens is those old systems just are no longer working. And they just fall apart and the new systems just kick in.
Yeah.
So it's I'm not saying it's going to happen overnight. But it is happening very fast. And it's automatically happening because the programming that you're plugging into to run your life on, it has now just been upgraded. For the whole consciousness, right, is being upgraded. So therefore, you're automatically being upgraded with everyone else. So your programming is coming in as peace, love, joy, and happiness. So when you're in peace, love, joy, and happiness, everything that you desire is coming to you. That's bringing you peace, love, joy, and happiness, right? And you're radiating that out too. So it just keeps happening and happening and happening. You know, a lot of people are putting fear out about 2030. I'm so excited about 2030. You know how much we're going to shift in the next 4 years?
Exactly. It's just, yes, you can feel it. And it's all about your perspective, you know? That's why it's so important, because like attracts like, you know, raise your vibration so that, you know, you're in that place of peace, love, joy, and happiness, and attracting more of that to you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's such a pivotal time in this realm.
It is. And the more you focus on peace, love, joy, and happiness, the easier your life's gonna be. And the more you're able to rise to that higher vibration, and everyone around you starts doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So you just really have to focus on you. It's all an inside job. This is all a dream.
That's right.
And you're creating all of it.
Yeah.
And we're all actors in your dream.
That's right. That's amazing, isn't it? But it's so true. It's so true.
Yeah. So what kind of dream do you want?
Yeah.
You know, do you want a horror flick or do you want a comedy? I prefer comedies myself.
Yeah. And that's the key, isn't it? You know, Tamara, that's the key to know what you truly want. Because so many people, that, you know, there's so many, well, they get taken into all of that out there. The 3D world is all temptation, Maya, isn't it? All the things that you think you want, which is, you know, is all, you know, transitory. It's not real. So what do you really want? What do you want to create here and now?
Yeah, and you're allowed to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're allowed to change your mind. From what you wanted 10 years ago might not be what you want today. And that's okay that it's different. You know, and as you go, you do keep changing. Because I was caught up in the designer bags, nice cars, nice neighborhoods. And in 2018, I just went, I'm over this. I'm done. I'm not doing this lifestyle anymore, you know? And I took off with two suitcases and didn't have a home. And I just traveled for 2 years. And that gives you such a perspective of all the stuff you don't need. Because I got rid of stuff I had for 30 years. And really, towards the end, it's like, just take it. You know, it meant nothing to me. And it was something I had my energy stuck in for so long. And that really changed my perspective. I live in Mexico now. I don't even own a car. I have a driver. I don't want to drive anymore. And by the time I pay for a car, I could have a driver. So why not hire someone else to hire drive me, right?
That's right. And you deserve it. Yeah, exactly.
And now I'm just barefoot all the time.
What a
It's
beautiful,
fantastic.
it's the best way to be. It's the best way to be, that's for sure.
So, you know, I went from, you know, this to this, and I'm so happy. It's not like I'm here looking for that. Now, what do I want to do? What's my legacy? What do I really want out of life? Because I was really thinking about that this morning. Yeah, of course, I want to do things for my grandkids and kids and leave them money, but that doesn't drive me enough. Really, what is it? The more I get out there, the more I get out there, and the more I help the world change. The ones that are seeing my piece of the puzzle, that are interested in working with me. And then I'm affecting the whole collective consciousness. Why do I want to do this? Because I want to stand there and I want to look at the world and see it in peace, love, joy, and happiness and just go, we did it. We won the freaking game. We did it. We won. We won. We won.
That's right.
You know, because I know we're going to win.
And you want we want all people to feel that, what we feel. You know, this is what it is. We want them to know that they are love, that they are sovereign and they are creators and that they have that divine spark within that
And they're
gives
not
them.
victims. They don't have to keep doing what they're doing. They can change it.
Exactly. And well,
Thank you.
Tamara, honestly, thank you. Thank you for being in the Rosalind Chapel in 2012 and being, you know,
Just
given these beautiful sacred activations. And thank you for giving them to the world and all the work you do. And thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
thank you for such a beautiful interview and connecting with you and your audience. It's been absolutely lovely. Thank you so much. Sending everybody lots of love. Thank you.